Film claims Matthew Perry received 27 shots of ketamine before his death. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 27, 2025. Late Friends star Matthew Perry received 27 shots of ketamine in the days leading up to his death in October 2023, a new film claims. The new Peacock documentary, Matthew Perry, A Hollywood Tragedy, follows the actor's life before his death from an accidental ketamine overdose, according to a report by People. As Breitbart News reported, the cause of death for the much-loved comedic actor, forever immortalized as Chandler Bing on the hit 1990s sitcom Friends, was listed by the County of Los Angeles Department of Medical Examiner as the acute effects of ketamine. Now, the Peacock documentary reportedly claims Perry was given a staggering 27 shots of ketamine in the final 3 days of his life. Allegedly, you have Dr. Salvador Placentia providing ketamine to a live-in assistant who has no medical training whatsoever. And that live-in assistant is administering ketamine to a person whose risk factors are through the roof. Martin Estrada, former U.S. attorney for the state of California Central District, says in the documentary. Estrada, who launched an investigation into Perry's death, adds that in mid-October 2023, Placentia had numerous red flags that were flashing in front of him, but allegedly continued illegally injecting the actor. Allegedly, Dr. Placentia would arrange with Mr. Perry different locations to meet to provide the ketamine, Estrada says. On one occasion, they meet in a parking lot in Long Beach, and he administers, in the back of a car, ketamine. Doctors are not supposed to inject people in the back of parking lots. A trained doctor like Dr. Placentia knew much better, Estrada asserts. One of the overall themes of our indictment is that all these defendants should have known better. They were taking advantage of an individual and letting their greed drive them to endanger Mr. Perry's life. During this time, Perry experienced an adverse reaction to the drug, with prosecutors claiming that Placentia had seen the actor freeze up. But the doctor did nothing about this, Estrada says, adding, he allegedly continues to provide ketamine to Mr. Perry's live-in assistant, which is then going to be administered to Mr. Perry. Eventually, that assistant, Kenneth Iwamisa, administered the shot of ketamine that ultimately resulted in Perry's death. The drug was supplied by Jasbeen Songha, a woman known as the Ketamine Queen, People reports. When it reached a point where Mr. Perry's request or demand for more ketamine became so great that Dr. Placentia and Dr. Mark Chavez could not provide that amount, they then reached out to an intermediary. Retired Los Angeles Police Department Detective Greg Kading reportedly says in the documentary. As Breitbart News reported, Placentia and Chavez were later charged in connection with Perry's death, accused of illegally conspiring to supply ketamine to the actor. Meanwhile, Iwamisa, Songha, and Perry's friend Eric Fleming were also arrested in connection with his untimely demise. A plea agreement Iwamisa made with the Department of Justice revealed he had injected Perry with 6 to 8 doses of ketamine per day from October 24 to 27, People reports. Then on October 28, the day of Perry's death, Iwamisa gave the actor his first dose of ketamine at 8:30 a.m. and another at 12:45 p.m. 40 minutes after that, the actor requested another injection, allegedly telling Iwamisa to shoot me up with a big one and get the hot tub ready. Court documents reveal. Perry was then given his fatal dose of ketamine while he was either near or in the hot tub. Iwamisa then left the actor's home to run errands and returned later to find the Friends star dead under the water. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.